Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Brendan Bernard with Virgil Spraga, Russo Hoodie, and Ron Reagan, who's a regular guest and calls in. And tell you what, on this Thursday night, New Mexico has just had a fifth case of the coronavirus confirmed here, and New Mexico is pretty much going to be locked down and everything. And we're going to be talking about that here in a little bit. But Russell, Virgil, how y'all doing, brothers?
Oh, hanging in there, man. Doing all right. Just watching the absolute overreaction going on about this stuff.
Right.
Believe it or not, they canceled the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Yep. I saw that. I seen that on the news.
And they canceled the St. Patrick's Day parades in New Orleans.
Right, and they canceled they canceled all the events here in New Mexico, and the biggest one was the NAC Gathering of Nations, which is a big turnout for New Mexico, where a lot of the businesses, you know, profit off that and everything. The Gathering of Nations were pissed off at the governor yesterday. and stuff. But, you know, and I went to Walmart's earlier, went to my roommate had to go pay some bills and stuff, so she went over to go pay at Walmart. She said all the shelves there were almost in. I didn't even go in. I didn't want to go in. You know, but everything's almost gone. You're starting to see the panic, and this is what we were talking about on this kind of panic, because, you know, if you didn't get your supplies, like we said, then you're going to be shit out of luck in the next couple more days. As more panic occurs, sets in, you're going to see more people going in and going batshit crazy, you know, as the days come. So, but what about up there? Are you seeing any of that, Russell? I mean, are you seeing any shelves being emptied over there? Or?
You broke up a little bit there. I didn't get the full question.
Sorry about that,
Joseph.
I said, are you starting to see any of the Walmart shelves over there in Texas starting to get empty, or any of the other stores? Or?
Well, I don't do Walmart, but as I said, yes, and this one, and this is the kind of stuff that builds the panic and this, I guess you'd have to call it a frenzy at this point, man, because people go in there and they don't see any toilet paper, sanitizer, any kind of cleaning stuff. Everybody's buying up food and stuff like that, and they go in there and they see the shelves semi-empty and stuff like that. Well, that throws the next person into a panic. Oh, my God, I've got to do something. And
yep.
This kind of panic, and we're seeing a perfect example of it as we've watched what's happened here in the U.S. over the last week and a half, whatever it's been like that. I'm sure you guys have seen the same thing, that it's becoming an absolute frenzy, and a lot of it's being fed by the mainstream media. And there's absolutely no reason for this kind of panic. And
this is when
people get dangerous and stupid. So keep your heads on a swivel. I don't know, you guys agree or not?
But if you notice, Bernie and Biden, they aren't canceling any of their campaign rallies.
No,
but I can goddamn guarantee you this. Trump's going to hold a rally and they're going to raise hell about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, they already are, basically, in a way, you know. And speaking of that, you know, the Democrats went in today and tried and restricted the travel ban that Trump put on to, you know, to shut down the international airports from people coming in. They said it was racist, so they passed the resolution bill.
They can go ahead, Russell, vote that resolution and wipe their ass with. That resolution means nothing. Zero.
Right. So, you know. But, you know, again, everybody, this is what we were saying for months and months and months, trying to prepare you ahead of all this. And everything, and you know, everybody jumped on me. It was like, well, you're creating some panic. No. It's like, no, we're trying to give good advice. This is common sense that we're trying to give out here, and everything. So, but you know, two people are pulling money out of their bank accounts. I'm seeing that.
Well, that's a smart thing to do. That's a smart thing to do. But
you know.
But that adds to the panic and the market crash and the coming down of the economy, too. So that's a double-edged sword right there.
Speaking of that, what do you guys think about, you know, Trump's tax cuts and everything, trying to revive this crash that went on to bring the economies back? Democrats
are
trying to stop that, too, but what do you think
there
about
are no tax cuts, Joseph. There are no tax cuts until it goes through Congress, and there's not a chance in hell that that's going to happen.
Yes, well, yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. But, you know, the man's doing everything he can to pull us out, and they're trying to sink it. And it's like we all said, they're trying to sink his ship, to sink his presidency before the elections. We're seeing it. A lot of people are noticing it, too, at the same time, you know, so.
Well, they're sinking themselves every day. You got two top contenders. Okay, Bernie, he's still going to try and do it. And Biden, you know, he's screwing himself every time he opens up his mouth. You know, I wonder if them AR-14s are flying off the shelf now. You know?
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, actually, Virgil, that's a good point. One of the, it's called, I'll give them a plug. It's called Collector Firearms here in Houston. They're building a huge new building and stuff like that. And they said they've seen a huge increase of sales, a surprising one for this time of year. But what I wanted to ask you, Virgil, is you move around. I mean, you know, you travel in your job and stuff like that. Are you seeing this kind of panic stuff nationwide, or what's
We stopped in Walmart. We stopped in Walmart in Missouri today to try and pay some bills, but we were having problems with the MoneyGram thing and everything. And but we got it straight with the mortgage company, and it was people just shopping in Walmart, just you know. Just a regular small Walmart, not a super Walmart or whatever. It was just business as usual. I mean, they're getting into flowers for the springtime for people to do their gardens in the springtime, putting out the mowers and the weed eaters and all that kind of shit and mulch and fertilizer, you know, and people are buying that, you know. I didn't see any riots over toilet paper or sanitary wipes or Lysol or anything.
About you, Ron?
I could count on one hand the people I saw leaving out of there with bundles of toilet paper.
Those are common sense people.
It must just be the big metroplex areas and stuff, too, because I'm telling you, these people in Houston have lost their fucking minds. They canceled the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and that is a huge, huge moneymaker for Houston, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, of course, a lot of that goes to scholarship for these kids, you know, in agriculture and stuff like that. And they canceled MS-150. I mean, Sylvester Turner, the mayor of Houston, probably one of the most crooked mayors in history. I mean, y'all guys, Megan, sitting there going, damn, that motherfucker's crooked. But,
right.
You know, it's nuts here in the Houston Metroplex, man.
Let me go out on this.
Well, go ahead, Bill.
Okay.
We got her tuning in on. She wants to speak.
Oh, we got the high priestess of the wolf pack. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. But let me go out on this for a while. Okay, people in the South, from Houston, I'm going to go from Houston all the way to Mobile, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's picture this, okay? Now, in Louisiana, okay, what do we have now during the spring season? Okay, we got crawfish season, okay? So here we have people sticking their hands in buckets of rank fish that they've let set out for a day and a half so it can get rotten and they can put it in the traps with their bare hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're messing with these crawfish and the crawfish bait with their bare hands, seafood, shrimp, oysters, whatever you have it. Okay? And they're washing their hands with Dawn dishwashing liquid in the kitchen sink when they come home. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All throughout the year, the worst case, we go through coronavirus every year in Louisiana. It's called the start of school season. Kids go to school, and in the first 2 weeks, they bring home every type of influenza, everything, mumps, chicken pox, thrombosis of the blowhole, mad cow disease, you name it, the kids bring it home. Okay? And these things are a lot worse. Then we have the mosquito disease during the summer. We've got so many diseases in the South that the coronavirus, that ain't hitting on about shit. Okay?
Why, Ann?
Because I'm going to tell you something. If this is the winter time in Louisiana, you know how you cure the coronavirus? You can have Boudreaux, Thibodeau, Fig, Tebow, and Catfish laying up in the hospital with IVs in their arms on the brink of death. Let somebody tell them, man, you should see what Charlie Thibodeau got on his food plot camera, the biggest goddamn 10 point you ever wanted to see by his food plot. Every son of a bitch that's a member of that hunt club, whether they dying or not, is going to get up and drag them IVs. They ain't going to even get dressed. They're going to have hip boots on with the gowns on from the hospital, hauling ass down the canal with a go devil on a boat going to the camp to try and shoot this son of a bitch.
Right.
You know, that, and Russell knows it's the truth. Russell's been around these people. He's been around my people. He's been around these hardcore hunting coon ass motherfuckers. He knows it's the truth.
Yeah. Right.
Oh yeah.
Well, Hurricane Ann, go ahead. Well, we can. I was gonna let Ann speak, but go ahead, Russell.
Hi, Ann. How you doing? What I was going to say was that what's more amazing than anything, one, I think this is being way, way, way overplayed, all right, by the media and stuff like that. The Democrats are getting what they want. The economy's in a bind right now and stuff, and that's the only chance they have in this election. And President Trump, I disagree with him on something. You could not ask for somebody who's done a better job on this stuff. I mean, he doesn't care who he's pissed at. And these Democrats and leftists and whatever is running around screaming xenophobia and one thing or another. And you know, and it's just a damn shame that.
Yeah, it is.
That it has to be like this. It just really is.
Right.
Because I'll tell you what. President Trump deserves credit for a lot of things, but him shutting down travel to China and stuff like that when this first broke, what he's doing with Europe right now, the man is taking steps that he knows he's going to just get beat up on over and over and over, but he's doing the right thing for America.
Somebody
and,
didn't turn that message tone off.
I'm gonna give the two fist bumps for this, man. Good job, Mr. President. Hey, Ann, what's your take on all this?
It's about time you gave the president two fist bumps and not give him a hard time. Glad you're seeing the light, brother. Okay, here's the deal. All right, I can't stay on a whole long time because I actually just got home from Oklahoma. We had a death in the family, so I had a funeral, but. I was there for several days, and I can't give y'all a report of the corona from what I know, if y'all would like one, from what I've seen. So I was the only person that I saw, and I went to the casino also. So twice I went to casinos because they have them in Oklahoma, and they're real fun. Y'all know I like to gamble. And I was the only person that I saw anywhere there that had a glove, you know, gloves on or that was actually sanitizing. And so nobody seemed that concerned. I stopped at different stores, Family Dollar and Dollar Generals and different stores along the road, you know, has a whole bunch of little tiny small towns. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of places like Jack's Pearl or Mineral Wells or Heiko, but these are towns in Texas. And so I randomly stopped through those and I went in and checked the supplies, and the toilet paper was stocked everywhere. They had extras, even in the aisles. they had plenty of Lysol everywhere. There was Lysol wipes, Lysol sprays, generic ones for Lysol. There was alcohol. There wasn't a disruption in any of the foods that I actually saw. And the only thing there was a short supply of is there was no, absolutely no hand sanitizer anywhere ever. I found some in the baby section in Holiday, Texas, or no, in Wichita Falls, Texas, by accident that somebody had missed. That's a little. So I had that. There's no hand sanitizer.
Right.
That's the only shortage I've seen. But let me finish real quick. Let me finish real quick. But I got calls from Lisa. Remember from Doomsday Preppers, my friend that was on Doomsday Preppers, Lisa? Well, she lives in Minnesota. So she lives in, I don't know how to say the name of her town. But anyways, it's a weird name. But anyways, so up there, there's food shortages, toilet paper shortages, all kinds of empty shelves. My daughter called from Bryan College Station, said she went shopping at HEB and there's empty shelves. So what the reports I am hearing about that people are in larger towns are seeing already seeing the disruption in the supply chain. And the smaller, at least southern towns that I know of, we seem like we're still maintaining, you know, pretty much. So that's what I'm seeing on that. I only saw one person wear a mask in the casino for the whole time I was there. I wore gloves and sanitized. I went inside, open doors, do keypads. I sprayed my debit cards down with the can of Lysol. I had a whole Corona bag for us for this trip. Before I left today, I cleaned the whole inside of the car with Lysol cleaner. My mother was sick. She's elderly. She has a lot of health problems. I just didn't want to take a chance because it seems to be more lethal in the elderly. And it does seem – now, as far as reported cases, because a lot of people are saying it's a media hype, but there's – where I live at, there's a baby within 20 miles that was diagnosed with it. There's been three people in Salado that's less than 20 miles from my house that have been diagnosed with it and that I know of. And I just only got in town like 35 minutes ago, and I've already heard of four cases just since I got back into town. My nephew's having to go to the doctor right now. He has 102 fever. He has had it for days. He has a cough. So he's coughing and has a fever. All right, he's not vomiting. He didn't have diarrhea, none of that stuff. And just aching, can't breathe, and sounds like damn corona, okay? So they tell me I can't even bring my mother home. So I had to bring my mother out to my house, and I can't even take her home right now until we find out what's going on with this kid because it does seem to affect the younger children. You know, it's also kind of strange, too, because I don't know how deadly this corona really is, but I do know that, like I was telling y'all on when I called your show last time, that I had some videos that I had saw that before they were scrubbed on YouTube, where there was protests right coming up with the Hong Kong protest, and the like seven Chinese cities and the government rose up and they were actually running over them with tanks. Well, that's right when the virus, and I heard those stuff were shut down, on lockdown. That's right when the virus came out, right? So I thought they did that just to contain these riots in Hong Kong, and then maybe it might have spread some, you know. But I also noticed that I think they might be doing some of those deep state arrests during this time, because in the QAnon world, for like 2 or 3 weeks, if you can see a bunch of videos and stuff, there's been a lot of chatter where a lot of QAnon people were saying they thought that Tom Hanks might be one of the names arrested soon, one of the first arrests. And then Tom Hanks comes down with this corona. I about fell over backwards. I was like, oh, my God, that's what those QAnons have been saying for weeks. You know, it's a chatter. No one was definite about it, but it was just chatter. And then another thing was that, you know, everyone knows about the Pope, how evil he is, and the pedophilia ties. Everyone knows this, right? But he still gets away with it. Well, you know, Italy's on complete lockdown. It was just recently the bar and another, I want to say German, but I don't know. It was one of those people, you know.
Hello? Hey? Did we lose
her? Italy's on lockdown, and I heard that Trump just sent 25,000 troops into Europe.
Yeah, I saw that.
Let me ask you something, man. Well, I got this.
That's
on
a military website. Yeah.
Let me ask you something, Ann, because I know you will know the answer to this because you're good at all that kind of stuff. A buddy of mine who is an oil field chemist gave a recipe for making hand sanitizer, and it's really, really simple, and all you use is aloe vera and what is it, 90% alcohol.
Yes.
You put it in a you mix the two together. You know, the real aloe vera, you know, straight up aloe vera lotion. You take that and 90% alcohol. You mix them together. He says you have to shake it for about 5 minutes. And he says let it sit there. He says it'll seem a little thin, but it'll thicken up some. And you can always add a little more aloe vera to it if you need to. But he says that's basically the simplest, cheapest way you can make that. And it will always be it's a quick.
You're right, Russell.
Inside yourself in a bag,
yeah.
Like that. Is that correct?
Yeah. You are correct, but with alcohol, the 90% alcohol is called isopropyl alcohol.
Yeah.
Isopropyl alcohol. I've hauled tons of that shit. I've hauled tons of that shit down to Fouchon. They use it to clean out pipelines, too.
That sounds great. I've never heard of anything like that. Thank you for telling me about that. But I also found my cousin told me about this one stuff that you buy at the beauty supply shop, and I don't even know the name of it, so I shouldn't have brought it up. But you know, like when you see the barbershop people and they take the combs and they put it in that blue water?
Yeah.
Well,
she
sent me the name of it. I don't know the name of it. I'll have to look at my phone and tell you what it is in just a second. I will. But she said it's only like $5.99, but it's a really good disinfectant. And she said you could buy that there. And I mean, think about it. They put the combs and everything in it, so it must be pretty sterile, right? And so that might be something good to spray around for cheap if they didn't have the Lysol. But I'm not seeing a problem with the Lysol right now where I'm at, you know.
Yeah, it's the porta-potty water. Porta-potty water.
Yep.
Anyways, y'all guys, I can't stay very long because I just got in from a funeral and we just drove up and we unpacked and we've got all kinds of people here.
Well, thank you for calling in and everything. But keep us up to date on your nephew. Let us know how easy it is. Sounds like Corona. He might have that from the symptoms.
It does
sound
like
Corona.
It doesn't sound like the flu. Yeah, but I would like to tell y'all, if y'all don't mind, to be just stealing y'all's show for just a minute that I called in. I'd like to pump out my show. I have a really big show, a podcast coming out. It's on Blog Talk Radio, WWG1WGA. That stands for Where We Go When We Go On. That's my URL. And so if you get a chance, or you can go on hurricaneanne.com, which is her, like a girl, HERACANNANNE.com. So I got this really big interview on Monday, and I'm so nervous. And y'all know I've done radio for a long time, and I'm just terrified. But this guy, his name is Scott, and he has the YouTube channel, Bards of War, and he's also the film, he did a film, and he won a Peabody and an Emmy for this film. And he went in as a filming with the Canadian forces as they were fighting in Afghanistan. And he made this real badass movie, you know, the Bards of War movie. And he got all these kinds of awards and stuff that's really good. And he has this fantastic YouTube channel that is, I'm just hooked on it. I have to watch it every single day. It's like, I mean, it's just like, I started at episode one and watched it all the way through. So I'm a huge fan. And so I just can't believe that I'm getting to interview this guy because he's like my hero. I love him. And Russell, Virgil, y'all like tactically, you're going to love this guy, okay? So, I mean, he was a special force guy, and he has a really interesting story. It's pretty fascinating. I'll send y'all the video. I think it's episode 63 or 64 on his Bards of War on YouTube. Either episode 63 or 64, he tells his whole life story. And it's just, not the whole life story, it's like 30 minutes, but it's really great, you know?
Mm.
And you'll just be like, holy cow. So I'm super excited to do this interview. And then I also have an interview with, if you watch the show, The Matrix Groove Hour, you know, In the Matrix. And so Matrix, In the Matrix is going to be on my show. And then this other girl named Carly, she's pretty big in the QAnon world, and she's shared her tweets many, many, many times. So she's really good at politics and very interesting. So I think y'all are going to really – and they have a two-hour show 5 days a week. So I'm a huge fan of theirs. So I'm really excited to get them – to do these interviews, so y'all be sure and listen to those, okay? Because I'm super excited about
it. Yeah, well, let us know when
they're
on.
Okay,
let us
know
when they're on.
I wanted to tell you, Ann, that watching what's happened, how all this came out of China, and if you're following if you're following the deep story on it, what's going on. I just want to say, man, that this verifies so much of what you said in your China story, man.
Video.
Good job.
Yeah, Russell, actually, a lot of people, I'm surprised I don't even have more views on this video. I'm not trying to brag, but to be honest with you, I put this video out in May. And it was only in December or January when the mainstream media and people started talking about Joe Biden, his son taking bribes, his brother taking bribes, or about CrowdStrike. And I talked about all those in that video, you know. And so I actually brought that, you know, so my information is good. It's good research, you know, so it's really some good stuff. So, but it's really kind of creeping me out because, you know, if you watch my China video, you will be absolutely terrified knowing that they had access to those ports. Our ports in our country since Clinton, and they've been bringing these containers in, these cans in, by the thousands for years now, for decades. And you know all about that Club K, right? Y'all know about the Club K. It's a container, and it opens up with the guns, and the top opens up, and it's freaking missiles. I mean, those could be all over America, and then they have all those container homes. These people have been bringing these containers in for decades. That's not what they have in this country. It's terrifying. You shouldn't trust China.
Right.
You should be very scared of China. Don't underestimate.
Right.
And Russell, one more thing before I hang up. I was actually asking Scott from Bards of War. I was like, dude, you know, look, here's what I'm always thinking about stuff, and I'm always thinking about all the different scenarios. No matter how far-fetched they are, I like to think of every scenario because I like to have all my bases covered, you know? I don't like surprises. And I was thinking about China and about this coronavirus, and I messaged him, and I was like, dude, I was just thinking about appear weak when you're strong. I said, everybody thinks that China's weak right now because of corona. They're shut down. Nobody's moving. They're immobile. You know, appear weak when you're strong, right? What if they're not weak right now?
Well,
I said
before a lot of the stuff that was coming out of China got shut down, some of the videos when the Chinese government took over the medical operation, if you notice, none of their troops were wearing any kind of PPE. So let me tell you. First of all, you do not build a biological weapon without having a vaccine for it, all right? China is not going to let their military get infected. And that's a big, big red flag right there. I mean, this was purposely done. It wasn't an accident.
It's definitely a bioweapon. I believe it's a bioweapon. And some people were saying, well, you shouldn't wear the gloves and you shouldn't do all that stuff because you need to build up your immunity. And I just spun my head around, you know, and I'm like, really? Because you know what? You can't build a freaking immunity to a bioweapon.
Right.
No. And
you cannot build an immunity for a bioweapon.
Well, basically, too, you got to look at these other countries. You know, a lot of these you know, China and everything else. Okay. You know, basically what they're telling you to enhance your chances of not getting this virus is basically wash your ass. Wash your ass. If you'll notice, people that Russell's been to other countries, I've been to other countries. These people don't bathe every day like us.
Yeah. Well, you know,
nope.
Can I tell y'all what we got set up at our house? Because I wanted to implement this. So we started prepping for this in January. As soon as I heard about the riots in China and all that, I got on it right away. So every paid.
Hello.
So I made it.
I got
it. I made a video.
I'm having a little internet problem. Go ahead, Ed.
So y'all didn't hear anything I said?
Yeah, we just cut off there for a little bit, but go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, so I started prepping in January, right? And every payday we buy stuff and stock up. So anyways, make a long story short, we've been practicing the protocols in case there is a pandemic, which I'm not even sure there's going to be a pandemic. I'm not sure. I'm not real sure that this isn't something that's just drummed up to kill our economy and bring Trump down for the election because the deep state is desperate. So I don't trust them at all. And I'm not even saying it's going to be a pandemic, but if it is, I started being very strict about the protocol at our house. And I mean, I'm on it because I told them if a pandemic hits, we need to have good habits because if you make one mistake, you're dead. So what we did, I have it set up where we have these, I found 500 of them for $5 and you can still buy them online real easily. And they're those white clear plastic gloves that slide on real easily that people use when they cook with. And they keep you from germs too. So they're real cheap. They're easy to put on. And so those are really good for when you come into your house with your door handles and stuff. And then I got antibacterial soap, but everyone that comes in the house has to sanitize immediately. And then they have to Lysol the door if they touch it. And then by my front door, I have two different kinds of masks. I have that little hospital thing that goes over your hair, you know, just opens up your eyes and it opens. You put your mask on, then you put that on over your head, right? And then I got the safety glasses, and I got each one, it's a little extreme, but I got each one of us one of those little outfits just in case it gets really bad, but I don't think we do. But out at the laundry room, we have a laundry room outside. So I have it set up that when people, if it gets really bad, we're not doing that now, but if it gets really bad, so that when they come in or somebody comes in, they can go straight into the laundry room, we'll throw all our clothes there. It's really nice. It sounds horrible, but it's cool. And they can go out there.
Okay, and I got
change clothes. Wait, hang on a second. We can change clothes. We can wash the clothes right there in the washer. And then I've got all the masks, and we've got clothes out there, but we got all the masks, the gloves, the stuff for your head, so you can sanitize before you even come into the house, you know? And so we kind of set up like different stations like that so that, you know, when people come into the house, they're already going through a couple of process of sanitizing before they get into the home, you know? So that's just one of the things we've been trying to practice. But, I mean, I guess if somebody gets it, we're all going to die anyway. But I'm trying to, I don't know. We were trying to figure out a way to, you know, stop it as much as possible, you know? There was a practical way, you know?
Yeah.
So that was pretty
well, cool. I got a question.
Yeah.
If you got pets, how do you sanitize a dog?
Well, my dogs live in country, except for my two indoor out, so I think they'll be pretty safe. The only ones that might get sick would be my seven cats and my two dogs. And if we get it, they're all going to get it because we kiss them and love them and snuggle them, and it's just how it is. If I go down, I'm going to have that with me because she's, you know, she's my baby. And there's no way. We live in a small house, and if we get in the house, we're doomed. But all the outside animals have their own kennels and their own houses, so they would be probably safe, you know. But we live in the country, so if they quarantine us, it's like, all right, man, we get a vacation. No shit. I'm excited. But if you watch my video, I made a video for prepping for Corona on a budget, and in the video I said that I really did think the virus was going to spread. And I also said that the only way, I went through every scenario in my mind, and the only way that I can see if that virus is as bad as they say it is, to contain it would be martial law. And I said, I'm okay with that because I trust President Trump. And that's if that saves lives, then I'm fine with that. I trust him. But if it would have been Obama, oh, hell no. Hell no. But I trust if it's a medical martial law,
right.
I trust President Trump, you know. We have to contain
if he noticed,
it. If it's that contagious, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, too, if you notice when Trump gave his speech the other day about the, you know, shutting down the airports, he actually told the EU, you guys kiss his ass, you know, because they're all complaining.
Well,
and he told them, well, you can kiss my ass. Basically, you know, he's going to do what needs to be done, you know.
Well, let me tell you something. I've been telling y'all for 2 years on this show. Have I not said for 2 years on this show that I follow QAnon and the big arrests are coming? I told y'all that the storm was coming, right? Well, can you tell me to prepare for the storm, okay? I think that this coronavirus is the storm. I think that this 155,000 sealed indictments that we have are going to be start breaking loose, and you'll be seeing a whole bunch of real high-profile people that nobody else has coronavirus, just a person here and a person there and a person here, you know? But watch all these high-profile people get corona and tell me that's not suspicious as hell. I mean, Trump's
in
lockdown. Trump's got 25,000 troops over in Europe. What the hell's going on? They're going to use this corona as a chance to round, especially with quarantine. They're going to round this deep state up. Watch. It's going to happen.
Well,
I guarantee you, y'all are going to finally get some
arrested. It's good to have faith. It's good to have faith, Anne, but
it's going
to
happen, Virgil.
You know,
look at the people already been arrested. Look at the people already going down. It's happening.
My money is on the aliens that live on the third moon from Jupiter are going to bring Elvis back pretty soon before that happens.
Okay, well, I got to go. I have company, and we just got in for a funeral.
Well, Ann, we thank you for calling in and everything. And I tell you, you know, we were on the right on the money on this for the past couple of months, and you were too. And stuff.
Yeah.
You know, call back in. Let me know when you're going to have the interview and everything. I'll listen to you.
Yeah, and also, y'all can probably catch me over on Global Watchmen doing some corona updates for them. So they asked me to call in and start giving some prepping tips and some corona updates and stuff like that on their show. So,
okay.
I'll probably just a little bit on that. I really don't have time to do that, but I'm going to try to help out.
All right.
Well, love you guys.
Well, love you too. Well, y'all be careful out there. Hope your nephew doesn't have that, you know, and everything.
I do too. It sounds like it, doesn't it? Russell, thank you for so much for at least watching my China video and paying attention to what it actually said and seeing how important what I said is and how it is working into everyday life that we're doing right now, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot underestimate what's going on with China.
No. And you know what the scariest part of it is? The scariest part is that, and I'm not talking about Trump now, I'm talking about the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and the McConnell's and Maxine Waters and the Bidens and the Clintons, all those people.
The deep state.
We're in government for decades and decades that sold us, sold this country to China. And I haven't been able to verify this yet, but I heard today from a very reliable source that China produces about 90% of the antibiotics for the world. The generic.
They do.
Right?
They do. It's 97%. And we're in a hell of a lot of trouble. And so when people need to start boycotting Made in China and demanding, first of all, that we get our president for another 4, 8, 12, 16 years, anything's fine with me, okay? And make America great again and only buy American-made, because we have got to have nationalism. We have got to be able to support ourselves. We cannot be dependent on these other countries. It is fragile, and he's fixing this stuff. So people need to wake up and realize that we, you know, God's watching out for us, and we got a second chance, you know, so let's just embrace it
and we,
get rid of these bastards
and
move on, you know?
Did it right this time. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
One thing I like about Q is he lets us know real clearly that this isn't just a battle against Democrats and Republicans. This is a battle of good and evil, dark and light, Satan versus God. So he always says the most important thing that we all need to do to prepare is to wear our armor of God and to pray. And a lot of people don't realize QAnon tells us this all the time. But, yeah, Ephesians is his favorite. And he's like, always wear your armor of God and pray with all things. Pray. So, you know, even though – this is a military op. Q's not just a person. It's NSA and it's President Trump. And this is a military operation. And that doesn't mean, even though they have all this evidence, they're still fighting a fight out there every single day. There's a silent war going on with the deep state and Trump and the rest that a lot of us don't know about. And we had to pray because, you know, as soldiers, you guys know, they're doing military ops. Our guys are in danger and they're fighting for their lives every day. Just because we don't know about what's going on, Trump doesn't leak. Remember when he, in the primaries, he said Obama was stupid. Obama always told everyone his play. He said, when Trump is president, you will never know my play. Do you remember him saying that? He said, you will never see my hand. You will never see my hand.
And you don't either.
So do not underestimate the maestro. The maestro is on this. So I'm telling you guys, man, we got to pray for our president, pray for our troops, pray for our special forces right now because they're working. They're doing a – do you know how many – have y'all looked at the military stuff and been studying all the money that's going into the operations for the deep underground military bases and underground fighting that's going on right now? Y'all need to go look at all the Marine
billions of dollars.
Read those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, there's some stuff going on. I told y'all they were blowing up all those tunnels. Didn't I tell y'all that? 2 years ago, I told y'all that. Those booms was Trump blowing up them damn tunnels. Now, go look at your military pages at all this money and training. They've got videos and everything on the military pages about them fighting underground stuff. It's everywhere if you just look, you know. That's not fiction anymore. It's on the military pages. I was freaking out when I read it.
And how many shows did we do in on that, on the underground tunnels over the years?
Oh, I got to go. My kids are opening my car door. I'm sitting in my car.
Right.
All kinds of company here for that funeral. All right. I got to go. All right. Love you guys.
All right.
Bye.
We love you all. Talk to you soon. Okay, now then, Ron. I know he's been waiting patiently. Ron, what is it, what is the word where you're at right now? I mean, what are your thoughts on what's going on over there in your neck of the woods?
Well, we're not really too excited up here about it, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's buying out all the toilet paper. Nobody's panicking. You know, I mean, we're not really that excited about it.
Right.
To be honest
with
you. We're,
so,
I mean, we watch it, we're following it, but we're not, I'm more worried about people panicking over the coronavirus than I am the coronavirus itself.
Exactly.
I'm not in the queue, so I can't really say much about that. It's just not my thing, I guess. You know, I won't believe there's going to be arrests until I actually see arrests.
Right.
But I do agree with y'all on the fact that
we
do believe it was intentionally fake.
We've had one out of 155,000, Harvey Weinstein. Okay. Wowee.
Yeah.
I believe it when I see it. Right now, I see absolutely no sign of that happening. I really don't see it happening unless we do a complete reset, because I've said this a million times on this show, and I'll repeat it again just to aggravate the hell out of everybody. The corrupt did not indict the corrupt. The corrupt did not send the corrupt to prison.
And as a matter of fact, and to add to that, the corrupt is taking us all down with them. That's what we're seeing.
Yep, and that's a fact.
Am I wrong?
I haven't seen any confirmed cases yet in Idaho of the coronavirus. I'm not saying it might not be here. You know, I mean, after all, we're, 6 hours from Washington State, and people travel, so it's a possibility. But it hasn't been as big of a pandemic as China.
Here's a question I got, Ron. We hear about China, Italy, Europe, United States, Australia, Japan. You know, what about Mexico? Has anybody heard of this entering Mexico? Why hasn't it entered Mexico? Why hasn't
it?
That's very strange to me. That's very strange.
Right. Well, here's the other thing on that. They've caught some Chinese trying to cross in from Mexico.
Well, and you would think that if it was going to hit someplace hard over here, right, it would be Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a lot of problems and a lot of corruption.
They have a lot of nastiness in Mexico too. This is the perfect breeding ground for this so-called coronavirus. And so, somebody got a lot of background noise, but we don't hear nothing about no cases in Mexico. No cases in Cuba. No cases anywhere else. China, the United, all of the movers in
Israel,
the shakers, so to speak.
Israel.
The movers and the shakers in the world got this problem. But these third world countries, they're not having these problems. And that throws up a red flag for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, and like I said, you know, I mean, it could strike harder. I do think that Trump has actually done a really good job when it comes to this, and the steps that he's been taking to prevent it from becoming as bad as China. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's
done
a good job. I think that's part of the reason why it hasn't hit here as rampantly and as hard as China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is because of the steps that he's taken. But like any flu or disease or virus or whatever, you know, it has the potential of getting bad real quick. So the possibility I think we're immune here in Idaho. That's not the case. We're just not panicking about it at this time.
Right.
if you want the number one disinfectant, use the number one disinfectant that we've used for years. We use it in the Marine Corps for years. One cup of water to 5 gallon to a 5 gallon bucket. 1 gallon, 5 gallon bucket of water to 1 cup of Clorox bleach. That will cure everything.
Mm-hmm. So does bleach, huh?
Wash your hands with that.
But, yeah, and I agree. And it's like everybody is saying, too, this is all fear pandemic created by the media, trying to get everybody upset and fear and everything else, too. So, and we know that, the liberals are the ones creating the panic right now. The people like them, people that aren't strong-minded, can't see through this stuff like we can. And this is where the panic is coming in.
Well, and I think you're seeing the panic because if you get outside the Metroplex, you don't see this kind of shortages and empty shelves and stuff like that. This panic thing is going on in the bigger cities where you have much more contact with a variety of people every day.
New York, Chicago, all them big cities. That's where you're going to see mostly at.
And people should take note of this. People should take note of this. You see this? This going on right now. If a for real major catastrophe ever hit the United States, live by this. A person is smart. People are panicky, dumb, and dangerous. It does not take much to set them into full motion and full momentum, and they will burn their own fucking neighborhoods and cities to the ground in a panic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
That's why
I
have no use for them.
Well, it's like I live way up in the mountains. Spokane, Washington is 90 miles away from me, right? I'm more worried about, I'm more getting prepared and worried about those bastards trying to come over here in a big massive herd after the shelves are empty because of the people panicking with the coronavirus and trying to take everybody else's shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm more getting prepared for than anything else.
That's right, Ron.
So
you have to look at this situation. You have to look at these metroplexes, these major cities. You have to look at them like a swarm of locusts. Once they have consumed every one of their natural resources within their own habitat, they're going to spread out. They're going to spread out. And hunger is a dangerous weapon. Hunger can turn the biggest pacifist into the biggest savage you ever seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like I was telling my roommate today. You're just starting to see a little taste of panic. I go, wait till next week. You're going to see a lot more of it.
Well, Joseph, you said there's 4 confirmed cases in New Mexico, right?
5.
4
now.
Confirmed cases.
There's 5
right?
now. 5. Yep.
Okay, but how many people live in New Mexico?
Several
the
million.
The whole state.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's probably about
million, you've got 5
million.
Confirmed cases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got 7 in Louisiana right now. 7 confirmed cases.
Right. I think there's only like almost 1.8 million people in the whole state of Idaho altogether.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the sad part our crazy governor, she put New Mexico on lockdown. Canceled everything. Over 5 people.
Right. So, if you want to go by the statistics, like Russell was saying the last time, right? That's not even 0.00001%. It's
right.
Not even that. Out of that many people, So I don't think the time to panic is on hand. Now, if you started having it happen like The Stand, the movie The Stand, where it was just a massive theme just plaguing everything and wiping out the whole damn state, that might be a good time to start getting pretty damn concerned.
Right. That's why we kept saying on the show for months,
you know, everybody needed to be prepared because all these people are going to panic and you don't want to be caught in the middle of it. You know, my roommate today said, man, you were right about this. I go, that's why I've been harping on you for months to be ready. You know, but she was shocked because she went into Walmart and all the shelves there were empty. All of them. And she said people were lined up. You couldn't believe the amount of people that were lined up in there. You know, and I was like, I believe it.
You see, all of this, everything that the deep state has done so far has backfired on them. And this is going to backfire on them, too. This is going to be just like an international version of the Jesse Smollett, two Trump supporters beat me up and put a noose around my neck type shit.
Well, here was something that was going around. It's going to have you all thinking, Virgil. I think I sent it to you before they blocked me on Facebook. What was Nancy Pelosi doing in China with the prime minister there a week before this happened? They got
probably getting drunk and blowing it.
You know, that tells me right there, this is a setup. If she was down there, you know.
Right, you know, the thing is, if this thing got really, really bad, they wouldn't have to quarantine me because I'd be quarantining me and my family on my own. I'd be like, screw this. We're going out to the woods camping for a while.
right. And same thing here where I'm at. I'm not even, everybody's like, well, you're calm. You're not even flipping out. And I'm like, why should I? You know?
I walked through bombed out neighborhoods with dead bodies decomposing all over the place. You know, and watching children taking Russian made Mosin Nagant rifles and shooting rats big as beagles to eat, you know, for food and everything else and all of this. And I don't see, you know, and Russell's been down in the most defoliated jungles in the world, and we done both dropped that iodine pill in the canteen, and you know it gave us the flying shit. It gave us the flying shits, but we lived.
Right, and you know I've seen a lot of things too, and it's like some things I shouldn't have lived through, but I did. But you know it's like why panic? Use common sense.
Well, and that's the thing is panicky people are dangerous, but the person that beats a panicky person is the person that's got a level head.
Because Ron, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do.
Exactly.
They're all what I call microwave babies. They don't know how to use a stove. If it wouldn't be for a fucking microwave, they'd starve. They don't know how to survive out in the world without a cell phone, microwave, a GPS, or anything like that. Back in the day before the GPSs came out in the trucks, they would have gone nuts. They would have gone nuts reading a Rand McNally map. They wouldn't have known upside down, you know, upside down from right side up. But,
right.
It's just like when I went to pick up this load. Okay, they got a lot of background noise from somewhere.
I believe that's coming from Russell, I think.
No,
but,
I got nothing. I'm sitting here with the light on.
I'm out in my garage, and there ain't no background here.
Okay. Just like when I went to get this load in Texas, okay? I pull up to the plant, got the scale ticket. They told me to back into the bay. Okay. They had about 30 Mexicans in there, knew about 10 words of English between them, and they didn't know how to read a strapping chart on a trailer to know how much to put in it so they wouldn't overload it. I had to figure it up for him. And these people are loading chemicals in a trailer. You know,
wow.
And I mean, it's the same thing with these yuppies, what we used to call yuppies, these city slickers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to survive. They don't know how to survive on their own. And that's why
mm-hmm.
they panic. That's why
mm-hmm.
they panic. If you could turn back time right now, keep everybody as they are. If you could turn back time 30 years and bam, right there, they'd go crazy. They'd
yep.
go nuts.
Yeah. Yep.
They'd go nuts trying to use a rotary dial telephone. They'd go insane.
Right. Right.
Or go back further than that, or go back to the 1800s where they didn't have none of this technology. You have to go nuts then. You know? But I tell you what, man, I don't know. I think within the next week we're gonna see a lot more panic, you know, and everything and everything. But it's just, you know, everybody out here that's listening, just, you know, just use your common sense and try not to panic and everything. But just, you know, get what you got. Like my roommate said, did you go shopping? Go buy what you got to get, but pick up a little extra.
Joe,
don't go back
to
crazy.
Joe, think about what you're saying. Think about what you're saying.
Most
of the people involved in all of this panicking, you're telling them to use their common sense. These are the people that voted for Obama, okay? So,
right,
you know,
right,
you're kind of wasting God's good air on that one.
Right.
You know,
well, this is for the other people,
you know,
that knows how to use common sense. Then I'll put it that
well,
way.
and maybe this could be a blessing. Maybe this could be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe this is Mother Nature's way of purging these people. You know,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Because you can't underestimate these people. I mean, anybody that advocates killing a newborn baby will do anything. They will kill
mm-hmm.
anything or anybody.
Yep.
So, you know, these
yep.
people, they have no conscience. They have no heart. You have a presidential candidate, one of them, free this, free that, you know, talking crazy, saying Alexandria Cortez is intelligent. And whoever says that is definitely off their fucking beam, okay?
Right.
And then you got another senile son of a bitch. He's campaigning for votes, and he's telling a blue collar worker that he's full of shit, and he can't even get the right number of specification of rifle that he wants to ban. You know
how
I mean,
the AR-14 is doing anyway?
Yeah. You went and bought one of those yet, Ron? You went and bought one of those yet?
No, I've been looking.
Yeah.
Since I heard
well,
about
the
him.
Guy, I saw a post today. The guy that he was arguing with, some gun store gave him an AR-15. And they diagrammed, they etched on the side of it AR-14, and they put a 30-round magazine in it, and they said 100-round clip magazine feeding on the magazine. And they gave it to him, you know. So, I mean, this is just desperation. Russell has said it.
Yep.
Russell has said it 1,000 times. The deep state is not going to go away quietly. The deep state is not going to go away quietly. I mean, this is our Moby Dick right here, the deep state.
Yep.
We're Captain 8. This is our Moby Dick. You know, and
yep.
it's not going to go away quietly.
So anyway,
yep.
guys, it's that time. You guys want to go for another hour, or do you want to call tonight?
No, I'm going to crawl in the sleeper. I got to get up in the morning.
All right. We'll be back. Well, we'll be back Monday night. Hey, who knows what happened in the next 24 hours. I mean, we're seeing all kinds of strange things happening and everything, but we'll be back Monday night.
I tell you what'll be funny. Russell, I say, you know, you don't do Walmart, but this is going to be funny, guys. Everybody out there, go to your local Walmart. Grab a shopping cart, go into the pharmacy section of Walmart and start filling that cart up with tampons. Start filling them up. Filling them up. And you know you're going to draw attention. And just say, my old lady wants to get ready in case we, coronavirus comes and everything else. And watch the broads in there. Watch the broads in there. They're going to go to fighting over tampons. I'm telling you. It's going to be some good videos. It's going to be some good videos when you see a tampon fight. I'm telling you.
That should be a neat YouTube challenge there, Virgil. But anyway, we'll be back Monday night, and y'all be careful, be safe. For those of you out in the other parts of the world listening in, we hope y'all are safe. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Good night, America.